as a pig in mud. But they have no root, so they wither away when trouble comes.
I'm wilting!
Others hear the word, but the worries of this life and the trickiness of wealth choke it.
That's those dollar bills!
Game time!
Let's go! The floor is lava. I repeat, the floor is lava!
The path, the thorns, and the rocks are all lava! We have to get from here to over yonder. We gotta get to the good soil. Ready, set, go!
We are clear. Cut to commercial.
Listen, fab people. I know I said I wouldn't interfere.
Low maintenance, doesn't move, just vibes.
But I gotta break it to you. No one cares about farming, my guy. Kids want action.
Did you not see the floor is lava?
They want dancing garbage monsters.
Dancing garbage monsters?
You'd be surprised what passes for entertainment these days. You can't just tell Bible stories and expect that it'll be enough. You gotta give them what they want.
Oh, bless your heart.
Stevie, that's not what the Fab Four is all about. We are teaching kids about the greatest story of all time.
We're back in 3, 2...
Let's review what we've learned today. We learned from the book of Matthew about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness.
And how he was chill and didn't give in to the devil's tricks.
From Mark, we learned the parable of the sower and how we want our lives to be fertile soil so that the seeds of God's word can take root and grow.
Next, we are going to jump into the book of Luke. I personally think this parable is the GOAT.
In case any parents are watching, that's greatest of all time, not meh.
In Luke chapter 10, one expert asked Jesus a very deep question.
Jesus, what do I need to do to get eternal life?
Well, what is written in the law?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Correct. Do this and you will live.
One more question. Just who is my neighbor?
Jesus went on to answer with a parable about the Good Samaritan, but today we are going to tell it in a bit of a different way.